Alright, everyone! It's the Grim Lord here, and, well, Venus here is telling you that it's time for Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Man, wouldn't that be a sight to wake up to? Definitely digging her.
I don't think I'd complain.
Christ! And shit like this that gets you flung across a room! Good morning! Betty wanted to talk to you. Yeah, I remember. Mr. Gibson is on his way. What? Really? Oh, this thing got interesting. Him too? Alright, I'll be right down. Thank you, I hope you have a good fuck me against the wall and break my slutty ass. Morning. Warning, I think it's broken. Okay. Betty is certainly gonna notice that. Let's see what Betty needs. I hope it isn't something too weird. That's the 4.0 version? It says, Princess, let her soothe you, let her treat you, quell your sadness, punish her good, treat her bad, your mighty girl. Your naughty girl.
Naughty.
Yeah. Henry! Morning. You're not gonna puke on me, are you? Probably not, I haven't eaten yet. That's good. Because you look like shit. You don't look so hot yourself. Doubt I have a shiner like that, though. Jesus. Looks worse than it is. How is it that you're bulletproof and you can still swell up like that? That red moon hit pretty hard. Yeah, no shit. Hell, I'm still feeling that this morning. You and me both. Wish Betty would have given me some more time to sleep through. Sleep, though. Rather. I was already up. Did you sleep at all? Enough. So that's a no. It's enough. I only need about half the rest you do. Besides, how could you sleep in a place like this? If you say so. Good morning, Grim. Sexy. Morning. Morning, Betty. Take a seat, both of you. Betty? What? There's only one seat. It's a love seat. It fits too. Don't worry, sweetheart. If Grim puts the moves on you, I'll protect you. Thanks? Go ahead and make yourselves comfortable. See? There we go. What? Why are you wearing that mask? Henry, we fought, crawled through a sewer, you've puked on me, and I haven't showered, and you haven't showered. Are you boys done? Yeah. Good. Now, I brought you two here so we can discuss payment. However much you need. Not money, dear. Well, not now. I have a small mission for you. It's that Andrew Tate-looking guy. This man here is Glenn Duars, a friend of mine. Now, what I need the two of you to do...
Kill.
If you need us to strong arm a payment, just let me cover his debts. I'm not a thug. Oh, sweetheart, that's adorable. No, he doesn't owe me anything, but I do need his assistance with Venus. So where do we come in? Why not just call... Excuse me. So where do we come in? Why not just call him up? If you two will let me finish, Glenn spends most of his time off the grid. Betty, no offense, but if you don't know where this guy is, no way in hell can we find him before you. Oh no, I know exactly where he is. Then what do you need? I need you to kidnap him for me. Ugh. Yeah, okay, at this point, why does this not surprise me? He can help Venus, but he can also help Gloria. He's one of the best sculptors out there. In their trade, they modify the records of an individual's DNA profile so that they differ from a real person. Oh, differ from the real person, or set up to match another individual. The mapping has to be set up in a way that automatic AI diagnostics do not pick up anything that can be flagged as false or manipulated. Interesting. Psst, Grim, what's a sculptor? They rig up DNA profiles and do identity swaps and shit. That could be useful. Well, right now a couple of bolters grabbed him. Probably trying to get a new profile for one of their own. I got camera feeds all the way to the spot they're hiding in. They're holding him. Bolters. Always fucking bolters. Are they far? No vehicle makes things tough. Oh, honey, that's already taken care of. Betty, you're in the wrong line of work. Thank you. Now fill Henry in on the location. I'll go let Katie know what's happening. I wouldn't look in there. It can't be that bad. How about a different locker? Heh, yeah, I saw that earlier. I guess finding proper clothing in a brothel isn't in the cards. What'd I do for some nice sweatpants? You and me both. This should do, I guess. It's a little short and a little see-through. We don't have the luxury, sadly. Well, they fit. Hey, it's better than nothing. Katie, I turned your life upside down. You didn't deserve this. Don't worry about me. Here, put this on. But I mean it. You're too nice. I feel... Hey, look at me. You guys needed help. It's why I'm here. I could have made you guys leave after I stabilized you back at the clinic, but I didn't. But, hey, listen, kiddo, this is what I do. Plus, with what you can do, I'm honored to help you through it. Here, sit and relax. We haven't had a chance to chat. There, you look so much more proper now. Thanks. And what you found to wear, though, you look like you belong on a giant billboard. Shit, sorry, I didn't mean... Wait, are you in my head again? No, I don't think so. It's just, you're pretty. Well, thank you, but I'd rather not walk around like this all day. I found this. Should work well enough. Heh, everything is see-through here. No kidding. Well, how do I look? Perfecto, it's really cute. You think? Yep. Great. So now we should talk about you a bit. How so? Well, how are you holding up? These last few days are something nobody should have to go through. Not great, if that's what you're asking. Really, I'd rather not talk about how I'm feeling. I'm sorry, Gloria, I heard about your friend. Friends, my roommates are dead too, and I'm wanted for their murder. You want to know how I feel? It's like all the people I care about are dying, and it's all my fault. It's my fault, rather. Gloria, I... It's okay, I know you're trying to help, but can we talk about something else? Well, when you're ready, let me know. Thank you, Katie. So then how about we discuss your abilities? Would that be okay? Yeah, that's fine, I guess. Like my psychic stuff? We can start there. Can you actually read minds? No, I just get feelings. I can sense stuff. Like how you knew my name? Yeah, like that, but other stuff too. I can sense strong emotions from people. How does that work? Usually I just get a quick tingle. Something that lets me know what's up. Just a second. Just a second, folks. Oh. 1 minute. Alright. But sometimes when people get really angry, it's like it washes over me. It puts me on edge. It's hard to explain, but it's not just anger. Good moods, too? Yeah, it can be infectious, but in a good way. Or sometimes when my roommates get a little, you know, that would affect me. Ha. No need to dive deep there. That was usually my cue to go take a walk. It could get slightly uncomfortable. I bet. What about your other powers? Like the telekinesis? What about them? How long has that been happening? I first noticed it like 2 years ago. Okay, and that's what causes you to pass out? I didn't used to pass out, not that I can remember. When did it start? Maybe a few months ago, but lately it's been getting worse. And when you use your power, does it always happen, or only sometimes? Small things are fine, at least usually. Oh, hold on. Like moving things around and stuff like that. Might get a little lightheaded or something. What about big things like you did to stop Grimm and Henry from fighting each other? Almost all the time. Almost? So sometimes you don't black out? Well, the first time was with Tommy, a boy I liked. I got scared and ended up hurting him very badly.
That's the rogue story.
What scared you? If I was gonna be my first time, if it's gonna be my first time and I freaked out. Oh, that would do it. Any other time? That Venus thing, she was feeling up on me and acting weird. I kind of threw her across the room. And you were fine after? Yeah. Okay, anything else? Hey girls, I'm not interrupting, am I? No, I think we're done. Great, Katie, can I speak to you for a sec? Hey, sorry about that, getting ready for a run. Never ends, does it? It's not a problem, and good morning, Grim. Sleep well? Yeah, actually, the beds in here are better than that motel, at least. Betty knows her shit. Geez, first you take a girl to a red light motel, then a brothel. She might get the wrong idea. Or the right one. Pretty sure it's the wrong one. Anyway, what's going on? Business. Just doing a favor for Betty. Just you? And the big guy. Looks like a two-man job. Oh. Don't worry, it's nothing crazy this time. I wasn't worried about you. Gee, thanks. No, I meant, damn it. What is it? Remained silent, lost in thought. Katie. Well, not like I have a real license to lose anyway. Just go on your own. Henry shouldn't be going on your favor for Betty. Not fit for active duty. That what you're saying? Not exactly. More like sick. How sick are we talking? I can't say for sure. Your best guess? Bad. Very bad. It's got maybe 6 months, and even that's a stretch. Damn. Yeah, damn. Can anything be done? Betty's setup here is, well, scary good, but it's still nothing compared to the facility I would need to fix him up. And that's not the biggest problem. His limiter, it's dying. Shit. Must have got damaged in the fight with the Red Moon. That combined with age. His body can't take it. The human body isn't meant to deal with what that thing does. Can we source a replacement? Where? They don't sell these in the local pharmacy. Even if they did, we're looking at God knows how much for a new one. Damn that government tech. If he goes out today, is he just gonna drop dead? No, but every time his adrenaline gets pumping, it's a risk. I'll talk to him, but I don't see him stopping until Gloria is safe. Then get her safe, fast. No, this is all my fault. The two set off on their next goal. Finally hoping for a change in fortune. Well, is this the spot? Yeah, should be, according to Betty, and it looks like someone's home. Seems pretty quiet. Yeah, I don't trust quiet. We're dealing with bolters here, not hardened ghosts or damn Red Moon. The Yahoos have probably passed out outside. Don't underestimate them. They're impressive in their own way. How's that? They survive. Yeah, on the backs of others. Sounds familiar.
Whatever, I guess.
What I do is legal. These asswipes are dredges. Correction, what you did... We're no different from them now.
Agree.
You got a point, but I still have my code. Heh, so do they. Just works a bit different. Let's just try not to kill anyone, alright? I should be telling you that. Alright, Sam, talk to me. Two individuals detected inside, sir. Just two? Yes, with both audio and thermal verification at the northwest side of the complex. Perfect, Sam. Thank you. Looks like it's our lucky day. Sam says there are only two inside. You ready? Yeah, let's get this over with. Whispering. What a shithole. I've seen worse. Come on, let's look around. Anything? Looks like I found Glenn's new living space. Minimalist would be putting it mildly.
Secret thing.
I don't even know who she is.
She's the one that got thrown off the balcony.
Okay.
Oh, what's it? I can't think of it. Link.
Hey, what's that you found? Oh, it's nothing. Okay. Let's look around a bit more. Any idea what this place is? Looks like a small abandoned police station. Can't see much. You can check around more if you want. Hold on. They must be up here. You see anything? 1 second. So? Can barely see a thing, but there they are. Is it the target? I think so. I think I can get through that pretty quick.
Hold up.
Not yet. There may be another way. How about in here? Sounds good.
Try that. Mirror door.
And yeah, okay, alright.
Go inside too.
Yeah. Shit, haven't been on this side of an interrogation room in a long time. What are they doing in there? Hard to say, good deal of equipment in there. The one on the left looks like our guy. And the one on the right doesn't look like his girlfriend. One of our bolters. No, that's a bolter.
Oh, okay.
Curious why she's alone. Does it matter? We have her outnumbered. The glass is tempered, but it shouldn't be a problem to break through and surprise her. A little shock and awe, then? Take her by surprise? Unless you have a better idea.
Wait and watch.
That's why I had to save it. Hold up. More intel never hurts. No argument for me. Better? Huh? Then my friends are gone? No more big scaries? Do I still scare you? No. Oh, now, it's okay. Just get us in that system. The boys will be pretty appreciative if it's done when they get back. You do that, and they'll be mad grateful. And bolters know how to think, right?
Okay.
Damn, you're a quiet one now? My little bro is just like you, always drowning in a VR set playing Castle Quest or whatever. Castle Conquest. Hey, did you know I got the Talisman of Hotter? I did not. Very prime, but I have no idea what that is, baby doll. Hey, now that I think on it, I got a game that we can play. Keep you motivated. Don't worry, I got a good one for you. It involves something pointy. What's she doing? I don't know, but if I think she's gonna hurt him, I'm going in there. Now you see, baby doll. Can I call you baby doll? The games the boys play get all competitive. People get hurt. I don't think you'd like them. You're a nice boy, so there's a different game we can play. I think you'll like it more. I see you trying to look hard at me. Ah, it's okay, baby doll. I like that you want to play, even if you never have before. I have... With people? Real people? Now, Seth says he likes this view. How about you? Yeah, you do. Don't stare too hard. The game is just starting. Do what the boys need, then I'll let you touch. Would you like that? Of course he does. So do your thing and we can play the game even more. But if not, pity. Then you have to play with the boys. Alright, enough of this. No, Henry, wait! Henry's fist plunges through the tempered glass, sending shattered fragments into the room as they rush in. What the fuck? Get your hands off him! Back off, big man, or I give him a red necklace. Alright, big guy, hold up. We can talk this through like proper adults, right? You're making a huge mistake, you know that? I seem to be making lots of those lately. Just add another to the pile. Don't trust anything she says. I'll decide on that. Now, as for you...
Astronaut, you work down the list.
Let's try to take things down a notch. My name is Grimm, and you are? Wait, what? Your name, if we're gonna talk, I'd rather not refer to you as, hey, you. Sasha, just call me Sasha. Good, now that that's out of the way. Okay, good. Now that is out of the way. Okay, let's talk this over. So where are your friends? Coming in a hot second. You're gonna wish... No, they're not here. The whole building is clean. Again, where are they? Those fucking clowns. Shit, you didn't know, did you? Told them to leave me alone. Took me too seriously. They're Balters. If you expected backup, that's on you. Quit spewing shit. Balters always look out for each other. Not like you outsiders. How's that working out for you? What do you want with them anyway? Why should I tell you? Because I'm the one that brought a gun to a knife fight? Then shoot me already. Tired of hearing this bullshit. No, fuck this. Wait! The blast goes off in the room, leaving you with a ringing echo in your ears. God damn it, Grim. I had no choice. Please tell me that wasn't a real round. Blunter round. Still at that range, she's going to be out for a while. Well, she'll live. Now what about him? Hey, Glenn, right? Are you okay? You interrupted me. Almost done. Hey, we need to go. And done. So, are you rescuing me? More like kidnapping, actually. Oh, I guess it could be worse. Not to interrupt, Grim, but we need to go. Agreed, let's get out of here before our friends come back. So we didn't get to ask her everything. Victoria stares out the window into the morning sky. She waits by Ellen's bed, singing to herself. Yofake nos koshku de? Nofke numeri nesuki koro. Halogen light dake aishiko kagiaku? Kori no yoni sumite onodato. Sasayaku koe ga shitemo, don't worry.
There's the one that fell off.
What? Oh, you're awake, thank... Wait, what the hell is going on? Where the prime fuck am I? You're in Banner General. You had quite a fall. Excuse my appearance, but I needed to change. Cool as fucking ice, aren't you? Get me the fuck out of here. Miss Lane, please, I think you should... Why the prime hell can I move? What the fuck did you do to me? Ellen, please calm down. You're very lucky. The fuck you mean I'm lucky? I can't feel anything. That's by design. You had some spinal damage, but I saw to your treatment. The surgeon said that your nerve transplant went well. You should regain feeling in another day, two at most. Now, can I get you something? Some water, perhaps? Sure, then maybe I can drown you in it. That was uncalled for, Ellen. Now, I understand this is a difficult situation. Well, just fucking can it and talk like a real person for once in your life. Excuse me? Sure, you can seduce someone. You're fucking tops at that. You wear a slutty dress, say the right words, and you got him eating right out of your pussy. But show some real fucking compassion. You have no fucking clue. I... A difficult situation, she says. I can't fucking move. Because of you and your goddamn overlords. I never wanted that, Alan. You have to understand that was unfortunate. Shit, you almost make me believe it. How fucked up is that? You're gonna tell me how much you like my music again so we can bond while you slip dirty jobs to... While you slip dirty jobs to me? I do like your music. The fuck you do? Everything you do and say is a lie. I wasn't lying to you, Ellen. Bullshit, you knew what Gloria could do. Why didn't that come up? I only just found out. Point to you, bitch, you played me. I thought I was gonna be helping her. I should have known it was too good to be true. Nothing good happens in Milltown. Not anymore. I was doing what I was told to do, Ellen. You're just a fucking robot, you know that. Lie on command, jump on command. Excuse me, she said. You're just a fucking robot, you know that? Lie on command, jump on command, probably fuck Grim on command, too. I was ordered to, yes. Called it. And knowing that horny dumbass, he fell for it, too. Fuck him once and he'll do whatever you want, right? 3 times, actually. Whoop-de-fucking-do, I fucked him more than that. With him, it doesn't mean shit. Listen, Ellen, it's not my intention to hurt anyone, least of all you. I just want this to end peacefully. Peacefully? That fucking ended when we got attacked by a cyborg nightmare. That bus has left the station. No one is dead. You nearly were. I'm tough. And Miss Connor? She's fucking tougher than I am. Plus, she can go all scanners on you. It's not me she has to worry about. She'll be captured eventually. Nothing you or I say can change that. And when that happens, then what? I can't answer that. However, better our hands than Volstock's. I'd rather Grimm and Henry take out everything you send their way. Just tell me where they've gone. Fuck you. Ellen, look at me. It'd be best for everyone if you helped me. Ha, I don't know if it's the meds or what, but you don't seem so irresistible anymore. More pathetic, really. Huh. Very well. I'll be back to check on you later. I have a meeting. Another trick your boss wants to turn, I'm guessing. It's a meeting. Get well soon, Miss Lane. Fucking Prime. Welcome back, boys. Glenn, sweetheart, good to see you. Hi, Betty. So how's he gonna help you, Betty? He's gonna help make Venus a real girl. I'm so happy, ma'am. I know, dear. Henry, you're back. Wait, who's that? Girls, this is Glenn. Glenn, this is Katie and Gloria. Don't worry, nobody's gonna hurt you here. He can help your little lost lamb stay lost from the right people. Me? How? Go ahead, Glenn. No need to be shy. Same as always. Create a new identity with her DNA profile. Change her facial recognition profile in the police and city records. So she could live a normal life after that? I guess. People would still know her face. So stay away from old friends and family? Well, at least I'm used to that. It will be expensive. We don't really have any money. How much do you need? Depends on how complicated it is. Whatever it takes, wasn't using my leftover pension anyway. Henry, stop it. Gloria, it's fine. So after that, she's clear? Well, you need to hack the police, but the problem is you need to... Can you do it? I suppose with the right setup. I'm guessing plastic surgery is not an option? Nuh-uh. I'm not getting plastic surgery. I think you're still missing something, sweetheart. Right, even with a new identity, we can't link her DNA profile until we modify her existing one. DNA signatures, fuck. Those are stored at Baynard. I'm guessing we can't just blow it up? Nope, we need to change the master record, then wipe any trace it was modified. So long story short, we get you there, you can do the hack? I'd rather be remote. Okay, this is crazy. Baynard is massive. You don't even know where this mainframe is. And the security's gonna be tight. So let me get this straight. Step 1, you get Gloria, fake SSN and birth certificate. Step 2, get into the LAPD network to modify her facial recognition profile. Step 3, break into Baynard's master database to change her current DNA profile, correct? This is nuts. I'll do it, whatever it takes. No, you won't. What do you mean, little one? Don't you little one me. Gloria takes a deep breath. I appreciate it, I do, but we're talking about your life. No, little one, we're talking about yours. You taught me to live off the grid. I'll keep doing it. We can. It can be like old times again. That's not a real life. Not for someone like you. You deserve better. I'm not gonna let someone else suffer because of me. Not after Ellen. Not after... Gloria. It's a nice thought, but going into Baynard? You could die, Henry. Look at me. They won't know what hit them. Until you keel over from a heart attack. No one else, Henry. Take the money. Get yourself well. Please. Do you want to live your life always looking over your shoulder? Quit acting like a child and listen to me. I'm done. If you do this, I'll never forgive you. Damn. Henry, give her some space. Did you tell her about my limiter? No, I didn't say anything. Too smart for her own good sometimes. She just needs some time. Yeah, damn it. I never lose my temper like that. It's okay. You should have seen some of my fights with my dad. This was nothing. Someone should probably look after her. Venus, be a dear. Yes, ma'am. Fuck, she's not wrong, though. This is one hell of a gamble. We could get killed. But those are the options? We do the craziest run of all time and she has to live like a hermit for the rest of her life? It's bullshit. Whatever you decide is up to you. But no other options, not for me. I need to do this. Fuck! Grimm, it'll be alright. Tell that to Gloria. Tell that to Ellen. Everything has just gone to hell. Damn, I need some air. Grimm, just hold on. Like Gloria, he needs his space. Let him go. The bustle of Lakewood can be heard below. It's all happening again. Fuck, sometimes I wish I could shut things out like Sonya. But this time it has to be different. The world is beyond saving, but maybe I can at least save her. You stand in the night air, taking in a deep breath, looking down at the streets below. Sam? Yes, sir? What do you think of this whole damn plan? Very dangerous, sir. Is there any alternative? It's a plan. The only one we've had in days. That is an improvement from yesterday. May I make a suggestion? That's why I called on you. Just please don't say I need rest. Then I have no suggestion. Sir, you are exhausted. Ignore my advice if you wish, but I'm not wrong. I won't argue. Been doing that too much lately. Thank you, sir. Now do what I suggest. You need it. Would you like to play a game? How about a nice game of chess? No thanks. Oh, according to my database, the correct music can help a customer with their moods. I'll find you something music related. The TV turns on and begins to cycle through channels. I'm not in the mood. Wait, stop. Real or cheap publicity stunt? We don't know. But it has been confirmed that former star Ellen Lane has been hospitalized at Banner General. An unnamed source has told me that the self-proclaimed Milcher rights activist is still in critical condition after a drug-induced accident. Ellen! Drug-induced. Not much further. The target is just ahead. What the fuck? Grim, how are we supposed to stop this? Look at them all. Quickly, each blast is on a greater and greater radius. It's now or never. Sonya, let's get this over with. I'm right beside you the whole way. Shh, you hear that? Behind the canisters. Well, yeah. Quietly, and no quick movement. I know. We just can't startle her. Do it, Grim, before she recovers and then does to you what she did to the others. Fuck. Christ, she's so young and dangerous. Execute your orders, agents. She's just a little girl. Right now, she's your death if you don't act. Yours and everyone else in a one-block radius. In a fearful stutter, Mommy? ¿Dejeron que podía hablar con mi mami? ¿Dónde está? Do it, agent. That's easy for you to say, Meredith. Grim, you can't do this. Chapter 7. All roads lead to Rome. Okay. So, we're at Chapter 7. We're almost halfway from what's available in the game, which I think is chapter 12 chapters so far. Still working on stuff. We should have chapter 13 out within a couple of months. But we're going through it pretty quickly. So we will run out, and we'll have to update you when the other chapters appear. Okay, however, as I have said, and you guys may not be watching the main rant videos, but BitChute's in trouble. If you haven't noticed, they're in danger of, I guess, maybe in danger of being shut down. But basically, the bank kind of froze their money, and they're on GiveSendGo right now. So you can go ahead and donate to them so that you can get more content like this, and we can continue. And I have no idea where the hell to put this stuff if BitChute goes down. MGTOW.TV, I don't know how much longer they're going to be up. There's some weird whispers going on there. I don't know how long they're going to continue, but hopefully we can continue here. So far they've raised a good amount of money, but I don't know how much it takes, and hopefully it's enough. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley with City of Broken Dreamers, and we'll see you next time with more.